Rise Guys Morning Show
with Matt Mann.
My mom would say, "Oh, Matthew, why'd you do that? Feel, say something to him." He'd just look at me and roll his eyes like the Undertaker and go, "Oh, Matthew."
Paige.
Just like the good book says, better late than pregnant. Oh, wait, that's from the Golden Girls.
And Fat Boy.
When a guy says a girl's going to be a heartbreaker, we know what that means. He can't wait till she's 22 and gets an OnlyFans because she needs money.
The Rise Guys every morning. 93-minute rut blocks all day.
93.3.
The Planet.
Rocks! There it is. And here they are. And we're live. Uh-oh.
Uh-oh. We got to okay, hang on a second.
Got to check the reverberation. Is it good now?
Check.
Do we have echoes?
I don't think so. We just got too loud, didn't we?
Dax Harwood, would you say testing?
Testing.
Cash Wheeler, would you please say testing?
You said testing, right?
Testing.
Testing.
Whatever you want to say. Okay, good. And there we are. We're live streaming this on Facebook.com/RiseGuys, and then it'll be on all our social media this afternoon. It's odd because, you know, Cash, you've called into the show before, and then Dax, this is now third appearance?
I'm not sure. Maybe, yeah.
You don't keep up with it. Yeah. I know.
Yeah. I don't even know what day it is.
Yeah, that's true. That's the day before TV.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's right.
Big day.
He left his phone last time. We're like, should we tell him he left his phone?
I know.
See, I don't remember that. I have no idea.
You don't remember
no.
that, really?
No.
Gosh.
Yep.
It's like, you know, it's like when a girl says, "Oh, that was just a summer thing for me." For you, it was like your everything.
It was your life.
It's like, dude, remember that time when we found his phone in here? And it's
that's
like,
just
I
my
remember.
Thursday.
Right. I know.
Usually,
I know.
When we leave work, it usually is like a little shoulder bag. Like,
right.
We'll get back to the hotel, and he's like, "Oh, I left this." And I'm just as bad, but mine's usually earlier in the day. I'll forget stuff. And his is later in the evening when we're leaving work.
Come up to that microphone just a little bit more. We want to hear it. So, welcome, gentlemen.
What's up? Welcome. Thank you guys for having us.
Yeah.
No, this is awesome.
This is awesome.
Yeah, I can't believe first time in studio. I've listened most of my life.
Isn't that crazy?
I've never actually been in here.
Remember the first time you connected with us on Twitter the first time, and I'm like, that's the same guy. And then I was like, I put it all together, and I was like, holy crap. And then two and two together, and I was like, well, look at that. That's crazy. So,
where do you even start? It's like, it's so much you want to dive into.
Well,
can I get this out of the way? And if I get shatter machine right now, then that's fine.
Oh, God.
But I've been doing it all morning, so I want to play it now.
Say yeah.
Tell him to stop.
I like it.
That was my favorite part of that music.
Yeah.
You didn't like the harmonica?
So we had two different versions. I don't know if you know that. We had two different versions, one with a harmonica and one without.
Yeah.
And, I think that they wanted us to be more Southern, so they added the harmonica eventually. At first, it was like just this hard rock thing, right? Yeah. Southern rock, I guess.
Yeah.
And then they added the harmonica. That's when they started adding in to our promos, y'all and yonder and, you know, get on over here.
I guess
we're stupid rednecks.
They wanted to stereotype us as the dumbest Southern people you could possibly have.
God.
So it's just like, let's throw some harmonica and some yonders
which
in there.
Which I could have just said, just let me act like I am, and I will be.
Yeah, it'll come natural.
Just get us fired up. Let's see what happens.
Wow. Okay. Well, okay. So that's a good question. Secondly, the other question that I don't know if you remembered from earlier, Fat Boy, do y'all, now, or I guess now we know in the previous employer, you didn't, but like, do y'all have any say-so in your intro music?
Oh, yeah.
I mean...
Well, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, our first entrance music, we actually hired someone to make the first entrance music in AEW. We hired someone to make. His name is Matt Kuhn, and then eventually we wore a pair of trunks just to reminisce and to honor the Midnight Express and Tony Khan's all that, and he immediately wanted us to have Midnight Express-esque music. So he had his in-house guy, Mikey Ruckus, make the music, and Tony called us in his office to play it for us, and Cash got there before I did, and he sent me a text, and he was like, "This music is not good. You're not going to like it." So I walked in, and Tony played it, and when he played it, dude, Tony was dancing around his office and, like, fist pumping. He loved it. So there was nothing I could say anyway, you
sure.
know. But, you know, we did it, and it's now it's just part of our everyday life, it seems like. That, you know, yeah. that's the thing. Most of the wrestlers, when they're around us, not even around us, just in general, they'll just hum our theme song because it's mm-hmm. so easy and so catchy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's something you could dance to. I mean, it's a compliment, you know.
Yeah, like we wore those midnight trunks, and it just made something click for him. And he was, he called us in, and I can't remember where Dax was at that point, but it was just me, like, getting pulled into the office. And he plays it for me, and he's just looking at me so expectantly. Like, he's so happy. And it's not that I hated the song, I just couldn't imagine how we even walk out to it.
Right.
Like, yeah. Compared to everything else we'd ever come out to with the Say Yeah and the other music, it's like, how I can't picture us walking out to this. I can't fathom it.
Right.
But he was so excited. And then when Dax got in there and he's playing it for, and he's legit dancing to it while he's like holding his phone up, oh, and we're like, yeah, this is our new entrance music. Let's see what happens.
Well, you know, like they, you know, I don't even know statistically or whatever who was the first guy to or group to walk out to music. I don't remember.
Freebirds try to stake that claim, but I don't think that's accurate. Dax, can you?
Oh yeah, I heard that.
Yeah, I don't know. I've heard Freebirds, but that's from Michael Hayes, and Michael Hayes takes, you know, credit for everything.
Oh, I thought you were going to say a lot of drugs.
Well, yeah, that too. But yeah, I'm not sure. You know, there were a lot of. There were not a lot. There were a few wrestlers who did theme music before, but I'm not exactly sure who it was. I mean, yeah. I know the Freebirds came out to Freebird, yeah. You know, back in the early 80s. But, I don't know.
I tell you what, though, it just made me think what y'all did the last go-around with Dennis Condrey before he passed.
Oh, yeah.
That was good. That was good. I got to meet Bobby years ago at an indie show down in Georgia.
That was
that was nice.
That was here in Greenville too. We got to have like him getting the ring and to have that moment to speak and all that. And I watched that after he passed, and I was like, oh, I can't watch this right now. That's too emotional. But I'm so glad that he got to have those moments too.
Absolutely. And
I still have them. Like Dax sent me a picture of him after the fact. A picture of me and Dennis. But he gifted me a pair of his Midnight Express boots.
Oh, man.
Damn.
And I still have them at the house right now.
Like, yeah.
Every time I see him, I'm just blown away that that's where my life has led me.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
You know, the other time we met Bobby is when we meet him, and then Buff Bagwell walks in butt naked right in front of everybody.
that was
Buff on the Buff?
Full circle.
That was in Easley, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was.
Okay, that was, I said Georgia. It was Easley.
That's when you realized that when they called him Buff, it was just about his pecs.
That's what it was. I was kind of surprised. Like, you were a jiggler, man.
Okay. Buff forgot the stuff.
Pretty much.
Now you know.
Take a quick break?
Yeah, we'll take a quick break. We come back more with FTR. Don't forget, people are like, well, where are they going to be at? When is it? It's tomorrow night, AEW. It's Harris. Help me out with the...
Harris Cherokee Event Center.
Yeah, I don't want to say the wrong name. Harris Cherokee Event Center. Yes.
Correct.
Will we
the
be
Asheville
able to
Civic
there?
Center to the OGs.
Yeah.
Right. Yes, yes, yeah. Yes, exactly. That's where I was supposed to go see Sturgill, and the damn place got flooded out. You were going to be there, too.
I was going to see him in, like, 2019.
I think that was it.
It's been a while.
Yeah, it has. God, like, what would happen if Stokely started carrying a tennis racket? Like, what would happen?
Probably, honestly, we could get canceled, I'm sure.
Probably.
Yeah. Cornette doesn't have the biggest fan base in modern professional wrestling today.
Right.
I mean, I love him. He's fine with me, you know?
Yeah.
But, I don't know how our fan base would feel about that.
Yeah, I think as far as his takes go, like, some are pretty valid, some are pretty far-fetched, but if Stoke did that, we would absolutely, they would try to get us off TV completely, probably.
I love the addition
never
to Stokely with you guys. It's an odd balance. It really is.
Yeah, man, he's awesome. I've said it before in other interviews, but I tried to get him with us in the other company back in 2019, but they had other plans for him. And then when he came to AEW, the initial plan was to put him with us. That's why we got rid of Tully. We were going to put him with us, but then all of a sudden we started catching fire as people started to actually like us for some reason. So we never got a chance to do it. And once we beat up Adam Copeland and Christian Cage, we had an opportunity to bring him on board, and it's been awesome since.
I love his dynamic. I love what he brings to the table,
because
he can be serious, but like he can – even when he's not trying to be, he can be so entertaining.
Like, yeah, yeah.
You know what I was kind of curious about real quick? You mentioned the other company. You know, we've heard all the news. They ask people to restructure and re-sign. When you give so much as a talent, like, what do you think when you hear that?
I mean, we were just talking about it downstairs with Matt over here. But it's sad. You know, Tony came along and brought AEW, and he's, you know, AEW in 6 years has blown up so much.
Yeah.
But, Tony's the reason that wrestlers were finally allowed to get paid what they deserved.
Right.
And, it sucks that this company has come along and merged WWE and UFC, and they're making record profits. And they ask the people that are breaking their bodies to take a 50% pay cut. That sucks. For my friends that work there, I feel bad. But, that's why I feel blessed and fortunate to work where I work and who I work for, because he's a stand-up guy. And, he puts his talent first.
Yeah, there's not too many places in wrestling, I think, you can really draw a hard line when you are trying to live this dream and do what you want to do on a high level. But that's the ultimate insult to me, to ask you to take a pay cut from an agreed upon signed amount,
especially when your CEO is getting 36 million.
When one man in 1 year made 70 million, do not ever.
Yeah.
One year, one person, more than the entire roster combined. Do not.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
B1 Knights Templar. Almost an hour now on hold. God bless you.
You're hardcore.
Good morning.
Hey, how did you know who I was?
Oh, we know, man. I know that sound.
Yeah.
You know. I never said who I was.
Yeah, we know, man. Like, we know some sound. Plus, I heard your bath water, too. You're in the bath every time you call, so.
Hey, now I'm outside. I just let out my chickens. So I'm sitting around the chicken barn. But, hey, I just wanted to say something about the dude that wasn't going to graduate earlier.
Right.
Over a credit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He should have been... Well, if he was in the circumstances that I was in... The teachers were approaching me, and I ended up at a couple houses that I shouldn't have ended up at.
Teachers' houses?
Halfway house?
Yeah.
Trap house. A teacher's house.
And,
what's a teacher's house?
And yeah, the teachers' houses. Yeah, they were asking me, why are you at the library at 7 o'clock in the morning?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, well, I got to do my homework. And well, why didn't you do it last night? Well, I'm loading trucks second shift.
Gosh.
I was kicked out of my house. And I'm talking in the 10th grade.
Oh.
I was kicked out of my house.
For what
reason?
And
I was living.
What reason did they kick you out? Did they give you a reason? Or?
Yes, sir. And this is going to sound crazy, but I was kicked out of my house over a gallon of milk and a carton of eggs. It's kind of like you, fat boy, with the damn sandwich.
You ate someone's breakfast.
Yeah. I was told about this sandwich. I got, Big Mama heard about the sandwich store. She kind of set me straight on it.
Did she?
Evidently, yeah. I had eaten a whole pound of ham that day, and when she came home to make a sandwich, there was none left. That's why I got
you
put
ate
on.
A whole pound of ham?
That's what she said.
My God.
So that's why I got put on sandwich restrictions.
I was kicked out of my house over a gallon of milk and a carton of damn eggs. And, but anyway, I made it, man. I was like 15, 16 years old living in downtown Greenville, having been kicked out of Simpsonville.
God, they'd kick you out of downtown Greenville now if you tried to move back.
They'll kick you out of Simpsonville if you aren't a swinger.
I've heard that, too.
Well,
it's only rumored.
But hey, fat boy, I got to tell you, I love you to death, man. I made a ham sandwich the other day, and I was like, the hell with three pieces.
No.
The hell with three pieces. I put an extra one on it just for you, bro.
Ah.
I swear I did.
You better put an extra pound on that bitch.
He might even put bacon on it, too. Oh, my God.
But I remember being on this let's just say this teacher, her back porch. And the first thing I'm doing is scouting ways out.
Now, was this female teacher?
Well, hell yeah.
Okay.
Dang it, just making sure. Yeah.
I mean, I don't play ball like that.
Right.
Well, high school might have been different.
If you want to graduate, you would.
So, you were at this female teacher's, and how old?
Her husband, you were
18 at this time. You were 18 years
no,
old.
No, I was 18. In the 10th grade.
We keep
no.
telling.
But you got held back three times, so you were 18.
You were 18.
Yeah. Now I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm picking up what you're putting down. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. But anyway, I'm scoping out this damn back porch that I'm on, like escape routes, you know.
Right.
Her husband opens the door.
Oh.
Was he naked?
And I'm realizing that's the only way out. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. Well,
you got to go through him.
All he says is, y'all have a good night. Y'all have a good time and have a good night. And the teacher had made us a Bloody Mary. And I was just going to take a bite off the celery stick. But at this point, I'm choking on the damn celery. You know, I mean, it's...
It's not what I hope you were choking on, to be honest with you. I thought the husband came back in.
And I'm like, oh, my God. But let's just say, before the night was over, she lived near the downtown zoo in Greenville, and we could hear, we were so close to the zoo, you could hear the peacocks and the lions and all that roaring at night.
Really?
Let's just say I caught up on my homework.
I see. Did you graduate, though?
I graduated, bro. Nice. I graduated.
Congratulations, sir.
Look at that.
An accomplishment.
That is amazing.
He said he was choking. I'm like, oh. Old man came back in, didn't he?
I know. He's spiking himself green.
I'm the celery.
I was just going to bite the celery.
God.
Whoa.
You're going to bite some celery, all right.
Oh, man. So many people don't believe him. I don't know why.
You're going to bite the skin celery.
I think they
celery.
Don't believe that he graduated part. Let's go to... Why does it says ISAC?
It don't, does it?
Did he misspell your name? What's your name?
It's Isaac.
What did I put?
You put ISAC.
Oh, damn it.
Anyway, that's a new thing from Apple.
You're bad.
Isaac, you have a comment about spouses passing away.
That's something I recently experienced.
Sorry for your loss, man.
No, thank you.
I'm sorry than you.
Yeah, my wife passed away from acute hemorrhagic pancreatitis.
Oh, sorry.
It's a progressive disease brought on by years of alcoholism.
Oh, damn, man.
She and I both kind of dabbled pretty hard for both of our running and gunning days, starting back from when we were kids, and it's just one of those silent things that affects a lot of people's lives.
So was it you stopped first, but I guess you couldn't stop or didn't want to?
I went through right through the bitter end, cleaned up after a little while, and then kind of found myself in a really crazy rebound situation relationship with a girl. Oh. And then she died from alcoholism.
Goodness.
From same thing. Same thing.
Yeah, it's slightly different. Jesus. The outcome was better. Luckily, like, I grew up around swimming pools and stuff, lifeguard and that kind of stuff. So she was actually, we were in a hotel in Malden, and she moved to bed. I realized immediately, I was like, oh crap, I've seen this before. Sure enough, I checked her vitals, and she was out.
Dude.
So, put her on the ground and started compressions, dialed 911, and EMS got there. They shocked her, I think, like three or four times, and she's alive today.
God bless.
Doing the damn thing. That was enough to send me over the edge, though, and...
You sober?
I am now.
Good.
17 months.
Good.
December of 2024, I damn near died from it. Was hospitalized and then found a recovery community in Sumter, South Carolina. I did a year there. Met a good friend. His name is Bill. This guy named Dr. Bob, and now I'm living a different life.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, thank God.
I'm glad you're healthy.
You could have got cirrhosis, kidney failure, all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff, man. And
well,
so,
you know, I was a true dare kid, man. Growing up, I went to high school in Greenwood, and they sold me on drugs are bad. Never touched it. I mean, you know, college. You know, you do what you got to do.
They don't say anything about that alcohol, though, do they?
Mm-hmm. No, they don't say a dang thing about it, man. Yeah. And you know. As far as I knew it, it was fine until it wasn't.
Well, look.
At least you saw the poop in the bed and you knew what to do.
God has a bigger plan for you, and you keep at it, okay? Good luck with that sobriety.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Have a good morning. That is tough.
Yeah, I'm glad he saved her, though.
God,
that's amazing.
It took two people passing away to wake you up, you know? But.
Yeah. I mean, that's, you know, sadly... what it takes sometimes. I heard just yesterday somebody else. Matter of fact, Fabboy, you were telling me. Someone we know that having some issues similar to that because of drinking. And I'll tell you, boy, that stuff can get out of control real easy.
When you do a little bit of damage, it's just, it goes a long way.
Yep. Yep.
I know it's hard to quit. Luckily for me, I just did it for effect. Like, I never loved the taste of alcohol. So it was easy for me to stop drinking.
Yeah, yeah.
But some people can't. Like, they have to have the non-alcoholic beers just because of the taste.
Just to go out.
Yeah, just a party, bud.
Yeah, yeah. That's tough right there.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Get it done.
Get it done.
Okay. It got my interest peaked.
It ain't going to do itself, Mafa.
Wow. Keep talking, buddy.
Shout out to the Cowboys, Phil Mafa. He used to play for the Clemson Tigers.
I thought you were talking about the Rocker. It's okay. The heart to latch on.
Oh, God.
Try to give him to breastfeed him.
What?
Oh, man.
It's a whole big thing. The Rock tried to, he told Kevin Hart, he's to latch on to this nipple.
Yeah.
He's got some big pecs, I guess.
Yeah.
At least one. I think he's just got the one. But.
All right. This is, the more that Paige goes and prints this off for me, the DM.
Okay. You want me to do another one?
No. It's just,
another person.
It's very like.
It's just like. Deep as far as
no, it's just like when someone DMs you, and this is
that's
not
dong
like,
message by the way,
huh?
That's dong message.
If you send a dong message, a direct message, and
that's how man, that's their like business card.
Like this guy is like he's sending four or five without you even responding.
Mm. Paige is gonna piss him off.
I yeah, don't mean like, to, but I just don't know what to say.
Like
honestly,
I'll do an impression because it's only on one paper. I was gonna say we could do it dramatically, but you don't have a copy.
I don't have a copy. Thought I was getting a copy.
Well, here it didn't print. I'm sorry.
What do I want with blank paper?
I'm sorry.
Send me a voice message back.
It scared me.
And all you have to say is.
It's not the same guy. It's not the same guy. People already texting in. Was it the P asterisk Y guy?
It's not Kiss from a Frog.
No.
I'll kiss you. God, play that part. That's the part I don't understand. Was he talking about like your princess that would turn him into a frog? Or
yeah, like, what was his
get deal? Him home by midnight, your slipper or whatever?
I don't know.
I forget that story. Was that the class one?
I dropped down on one knee. Grab your hand and give it a kiss from a frog.
So maybe he has
a
pet.
I'm going to turn him into a prince.
Kiss from a frog.
He's going to kiss you from a frog.
I don't know. This boy world, I don't understand.
Okay. Hey, Paige, how are you? Doing well. How are you? I'm good. 2 days later. Do you like Victoria's Secret? No comment. I'll send you money to radio station. I'm just trying to be a gentleman. 2 days later. Gorgeous. Good morning to you. An hour later.
Oh, an hour.
Where do you like to shop at?
Lidl.
No, she's ignored all these questions, and then that one she responds to.
She loves Adam and Eve and Lidl. If they had a combo store, she'd be there every day.
I shop at Dillard's. What's your favorite restaurant? No response. What is your favorite restaurant? I don't even know that answer.
I don't even know anymore.
You don't talk about eating out.
I don't, you know.
Do you eat out very often?
No.
No. When's the last time you ate out? When's the last time you've eaten out with someone?
The last time I went to the Bohemian was dinner like that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, you ate out Bohemian?
I did.
Wow.
That was interesting.
How did you meet?
It was business.
Oh, you had to pay. Okay.
Usually I like to cook my food. Oh. I worked at a remember I was working in a restaurant, so it wasn't a...
Well, I've worked at Chick-fil-A, and I hate cooking.
Yeah.
I'll send you money to radio station. No comment on the where do you like to eat, your favorite restaurant. No comment. It would just be an honor to meet you.
But the one message, very interesting.
Where are you?
That one. No, it's not that one.
I thought you lived in Greenville. My dad family lives in Fountain Inn.
The fact that he didn't ask you where you stay at tells me that he's an old white guy.
She responds to that. I do live in Greenville.
Paige, why are you telling where you live?
Do you have Cash App? That's what he asked her. Do you have Cash App?
Respond back, no, comma. Not a drug dealer.
Why do you ask? Maybe I will send you money for a dress or outfit. Smiley kissy emoji. Where do you like to shop at? You know, she already said Dillard's.
I know, man.
I am just trying to be nice. No hate. An hour later, please. An hour. Dude, almost an hour exact, like he's got a timer set up. Where do you like to shop at? This guy, this might be bot page. He's not retaining any of this information.
He's persistent.
Please, just trying to be a gentleman. Gorgeous, where are you? Gorgeous, where do you like to shop at? Do you like Victoria's Secret? I want to buy you a dress and outfit. Please, praying hands emoji.
Jesus.
Well, sweet dreams, gorgeous. And then the next morning, how are you, gorgeous? Please, just trying to be a gentleman. Where do you like to... Dude, this is a bot now. Where do you like to shop at? No, it's not a bot. You're not on 933 anymore. Yes, I am. What's your favorite restaurant? It would be an honor to meet you. God, Paige.
The ones you respond to are kind of like, I don't get the...
She said, yes, I do live in Greenville, where her favorite place to shop is. And yes, she has Cash App. Why do you ask?
Do you like...
I need you to send me some money.
No.
What if this guy's going to... You know,
where's the one you were reading yesterday about the spa? That was the one.
That one didn't print.
If you know these apps, you can look up people's names. If he knows your name, you can look it up and just send it to you anyway.
Well, you have to allow that, right?
I think it just sits there, doesn't it? Like in the middle.
I don't know. I always forget to go to those on there. I self-admit, she's giving me her phone.
That's a lot of trust right there.
Please don't.
I'm not going to scroll through anything.
Don't answer.
That's what she's worried about, the answer. You can scroll the Hooter pics you want.
Okay, let me scroll back here. How are you? Are you mad at me? Oh, my God.
Now, what's the time frame here?
Okay, so... Paige, a lot.
Like this goes back like a way time.
This goes back to February 1st.
God.
You are so gorgeous. You are so gorgeous. Hey, that's a compliment. Well, thank you. Do you like Victoria's Secret? Do you like Victoria's Secret? You're so gorgeous. You're too gorgeous. You're too kind. I thought you lived in Greenville. I do. My dad's family lives in Fountainhead. Okay, this is where we ask. What do you like to shop at? I like Dillard's. You're not at 933 anymore. Yes, I am. What's your favorite restaurant? It would be an honor to meet you. I want to buy you a dress and outfit. What size bra do you wear?
Oh, no. I bet you anything she answered that one.
No.
You didn't answer that one?
Then the next day, how are you, gorgeous? Doing well. How are you? I'm good. Do you like Victoria's Secret? Not really. Oh. You don't like Victoria's Secret?
What? Yeah, like I wrote it to you just now.
I don't ever go in there, honestly.
Okay.
Well, yeah. I do. I like to sit outside of it and watch people go in and out.
It's nice, but the stuff sometimes doesn't.
I will send you money for a dress or outfit or lingerie, or if you want to get dinner or drinks, if that's okay. I'm just trying to be nice. I'm sorry, I'm at work. I'll send you money to the radio station. Do you have any piercings or tattoos? No. Well, just my ears. I'm sorry for bothering you. You're probably going to block me. I want to buy you shoes. I want to buy you a dress, please.
So you answered that one that you have just your ears pierced.
Do you drink? May I buy you a dress? I hope you have a blessed day. I want to buy you a dress. I want to buy you something. You don't need to. I'm just trying to be gorgeous. I'm just trying to be nice for a gorgeous princess.
He wants to buy you something, like anything. I want to send you to Claire's to get something pierced. You know what I mean?
How are you, single lady? Oh, this is Paige. You shouldn't have handed me this. Why are you single, lady? Nobody wants me.
Playing into
I'll take you out. Honestly, I don't have a lot of free time right now.
Now, can you see?
You got any kids? Do you drink beer? Do you like sports? Some. I got Clemson and Panthers tickets.
Can you see what this guy looks like? Is there like a profile picture?
I'm not going to read his name, Paige. Don't worry.
Because I wonder what she's looking at when his message pops up.
Tell me if you can. I don't want to hit the wrong thing. Wow, that's... gosh. Yeah, I mean, you got to appreciate the enthusiasm or the...
This guy's trying to send you money.
Oh.
Does he look like somebody you would date?
Hey, or her. No. Man.
It's not what I expected, to be honest with you.
Well, I mean, he's not being mean.
No, he's not.
You are, and I mean, you know.
So, you know, if he played his cards right, I bet he could meet her. He's going to wear her down. He's just be persistent with it.
Yeah, but like. I would not advise that.
But it's a lot.
Yeah, I would not advise that.
If your ears had an ass, they'd be kicking it right now. Ow! The Rise Guys Morning Show.